Well, good morning. It is January 23rd, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Thank you all so much for joining me each and every single day. Today, we are going to continue pressing on through Genesis chapter 24, Matthew 23. We're actually going to finish the book of Nehemiah. That's two books down this year. Finish the book of Nehemiah chapter 13. And then continue on through the book of Acts. So let's get into the Word this morning. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis 24. Now Abraham was old, advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in every way. Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household who had charge of all that he owned, please place your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you shall not take a wife for my son or my daughter or of the Canaanites among whom I live, but you will go to my country and to my relatives and take a wife for my son Isaac. The servant said to him, suppose the woman is not willing to follow me to this land. Should I take your son back to the land where you came? And then Abraham said to him, beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth, and who spoke to me and who swore to me, saying, to your descendants I will give this land. He will send he will send his angel before you, and you will take a wife for my son from there. But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this oath. Only do not take my son back there. And so the servant placed his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. Then the servant took 10 camels from the camels of his master and set out with a variety of good things of his master's in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia to the city of Nahor. And they made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of the water at the evening, in the time when women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show loving kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the spring, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now, may it be that the girl to whom I say, please let down your jars so that I may drink, and who answers, drink, then I will water your camels also. May she be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and by this I will know that you have shown loving kindness to my master. And before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor, came out with a jar on her shoulder. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin, and no man had had relations with her. And she went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up. Then the servant ran to meet her and said, please, let me drink a little water from your jar. And she said, drink, my lord. And she quickly lowered her jar to her hand and gave him a drink. Now, when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw also for your camels until they have finished drinking. And so she quickly emptied the jar into the trough and ran back to the well to draw, and she drew for all of his camels. And meanwhile, the man was gazing at her in silence to know whether the Lord had made his journey successful or not. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took a gold ring weighing a half shekel and two bracelets for her wrists, weighing 10 shekels in gold, and said, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room for us to lodge in your father's house? And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, who she bore to Nahor. And again she said to him, we have plenty of both straw and feed and room to lodge in. And then the man bowed low and worshipped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth towards my master. And as for me, the Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my father's brothers. And then the girl ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah and her brothers, whose name was Laban, and Laban ran outside to the man at the spring. And when he saw the ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrist, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, this is what the man said to me, he went to the man, and behold, he was standing by the camels at the spring. And he said, come in, blessed of the Lord, why do you stand outside, since I have prepared the house and a place for the camels? And so the man entered the house, and then Laban unloaded the camels, and he gave straw and feed to the camels and water to wash his feet and to wash and the feet of the men who were with him. But when food was set before them to eat, he said, I will not eat until I have told my business. And he said, speak on. And so he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master so that he has become rich, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and servants and maids and camels and donkeys. Now Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master in her old age, and he has given him all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's house and to my relatives and take a wife for my son. And I said to my master, suppose the woman does not follow me. And he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel, and you he will send his angel with you to make your journey successful, and you will take a wife for my son from my relatives and from my father's house. Then you will be free from my oath, and when you come to my relatives, and when they do not give her to you, you will be free from my oath. And so I came today to the spring and said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you make my journey on which I go successful, behold, I am standing by the spring, and may it be that the maiden who comes out to draw and to whom I say, please, let me drink a little water from your jar, and she will say to me, you drink, and I will draw for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came out with a jar on her shoulder and went down to the spring and drew, and I said to her, please let me drink. She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will water your camels also. And so I drank, and she watered the camels also. And then I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, from whom whom Milcah bore to him. And I put a ring on her nose and bracelets on her wrists, and I bowed low and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had guided me in the right way to take the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. So now, if you are going to deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, let me know, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And then Laban and Bethuel replied, the matter comes from the Lord, and so we cannot speak to you bad or good. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord had spoken. When Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the ground before the Lord. And the servant brought out articles of silver and articles of gold and garments and gave them to Rebekah. And he also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. Then he and the men who were with him ate and drank and spent that night. And when they arose in the morning, he said, send me away to my master. But her brother and mother said, let the girl stay with us a few days, say 10. Afterwards she may go. And he said to them, do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the girl and consult her wishes. And then they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. And thus they sent away their sister Rebekah and her nurse with Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, may you, our sister, become thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Then Rebekah arose with her maids, and they mounted the camels and followed the man. And so the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now Isaac had come from going to Beer Lahai Roi, for he was living in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field towards the evening, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel, and she said to the servants, who is that man walking in the field to meet us? And the servant said, he is my master. Then she took her veil and covered herself, and the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And thus Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. That was Genesis chapter 24. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. Matthew 23, then Jesus spoke to the crowd and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses, and therefore all that they tell you do and observe, but do not do according to their deeds, for they say things and do not do them. They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger. But they do all their deeds to be noticed of men, for they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments. They love the place of honor at the banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues and respectable greetings in the marketplace and being called rabbi by men. But do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. Do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ. But the greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people, for you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering in to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense you make long prayers, and therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you travel around on sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much of a son of hell as you. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple is obliged. You fools and blind men, which is more important, the gold or the temple that sanctified the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the offering on it, he is obligated. You blind men, which is more important, the offering or the altar that sanctifies the offering? And therefore, whoever swears by the altar swears both by the altar and everything on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears both by the temple and by him who dwells within it. And whoever swears by heaven swears both by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things that you should have done without neglecting the others. You blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel! Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are full of robbery and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the dish, so that the outside of it may become clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead men's bones and all kinds of uncleanliness. And so you, too, outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous and say, if we had been living in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partners with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. And so you testify against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of the guilt of your fathers, you serpents, you brood of vipers. How will you escape the sentence of hell? And therefore, behold, I am sending you prophets and wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, so that upon you may fall the guilt of all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon you this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who were sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are unwilling. Behold, your house is being left to you desolate. For I say to you, from now on you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That was Matthew chapter 23. Let's move on over to the final chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 12, or excuse me, 13. Nehemiah chapter 13 today. Nehemiah 13. Excuse me. On that day they read aloud from the book of Moses in the hearing of the people, and there was found written in it that no Ammonite or Moabite should enter into the assembly of God, because they did not meet the sons of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. And so when they heard the law, they excluded all foreigners from Israel. Now prior to this, Eliashib, the priest, who was appointed over the chambers of the house of our God, being related to Tobiah, had prepared a large room for him, where formerly they put the grain offering, the frankincense, the utensils, and the tithe, the grain, and the wine, and the oil prescribed for the Levites, the singers, and the gatekeepers, and the contributions for the priests. But during all this time I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had gone to the king. After some time, however, I asked leave from the king, and I came to Jerusalem and learned about the evil of Eliashib that he had done for Tobiah by preparing a room for him in the courts of the house of our God. It was very displeasing to me, and so I threw all of Tobiah's household's goods out of the room, and then I gave an order, and they cleansed the room. And I returned there, the utensils of the house of God and the grain offerings and the frankincense. And I also discovered that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, so that the Levites and the singers who performed the service had gone away, each to his own field. And so I reprimanded the officials and said, "Why is the house of God forsaken?" And then I gathered them together and restored them to their posts. All Judah then brought the tithes of the grain, wine, and oil into the storehouses. In charge of the storehouses I appointed Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the priest, and Pedadiah of the Levites. And in addition to them was Hanan, the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were considerably reliable, and it was their task to distribute to their kinsmen. Remember me for this, O my God, and do not blot out my loyal deeds which I have performed for the house of my God and its services. In those days I saw in Judah some who were treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sacks of grain and loading them on donkeys, as well as wine and grapes and figs and all kinds of loads, and they brought them into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And so I admonished them on the day that they sold food. And also the men in Tyre were living there who imported fish and all kinds of merchandise and sold them to the sons of Judah on the Sabbath, even in Jerusalem. And then I reprimanded the nobles of Judah and said to them, "What is this evil thing you are doing by profaning the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers do the same thing, so that our God brought on us and on the city all of this trouble? And yet you are adding to the wrath of Israel by profaning the Sabbath." And it came about that just as it grew dark at the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I commanded that the doors should be shut and that they should not open them until after the Sabbath. And then I stationed some of the servants at the gates so that no load would enter on the Sabbath day. Once or twice the traders and merchants of every kind of merchandise spent the night outside of Jerusalem. And then I warned them and said, "Why do you spend the night in front of the wall? If you do so again, I will use force against you." From that time on, they did not come on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves and come as gatekeepers to sanctify the Sabbath day. For this also remember me, O Lord my God, and have compassion on me according to the greatness of your loving kindness. In those days I also saw that the Jews had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. As for their children, half spoke in the language of Ashdod, and none of them was able to speak the language of Judah, but the language of his own people. And so I contended with them, and cursed them, and struck some of them, and pulled out their hair, and made them swear by God, "You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take of their daughters for your sons or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin regarding these things? And yet among the many nations there was no king like him, and he was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, the foreign women caused even him to sin. Do we then hear about you that you have committed all this great evil by acting unfaithfully against our God by marrying foreign women? Even one of the sons of Joadiah, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was a son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite, and so I drove him away from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites, and thus I purified them from everything foreign and appointed duties for the priests and the Levites, each to his task, and I arraigned them for the supply of wood at appointed times for their first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good." That was the book of Nehemiah. Finished Ezra and Nehemiah so far. That's awesome. We start the book of Esther tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, Lord willing. So we look forward to that. It's an awesome thing. Let's move on over to our final reading today in the book of Acts. Acts 23. Acts chapter 23 today. Acts chapter 23. Acts 23. Paul, looking intently at the council, said, "Brethren, I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God up to this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded those standing beside him to strike him on the mouth. And then Paul said to him, "God is going to strike you, you whitewashed wall. Do you sit to try me according to law and violation of the law? And violation of the law, order me to be struck?" But the bystanders said, "Do you revile God's high priest?" And Paul said, "I was not aware, brethren, that he was a high priest, for it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" But perceiving that one group were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, Paul began crying out in the council, "Brethren, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. Now I am on trial for the hope and the resurrection of the dead." And he said this, and as he said this, there occurred a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, nor an angel, nor spirits, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all. And there occurred a great uproar, and some of the scribes of the Pharisaic party stood up and began to argue heartily and heated, saying, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." And as a great dissension was developing, the commander was afraid Paul would be torn to pieces by them and ordered the troop to go down and to take him away from there by force and bring him into the barracks. But on the night immediately following, the Lord stood at his side and said, "Take courage, for as you have solemnly witnessed to my cause at Jerusalem, so you must witness at Rome also." And when it was day, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 who formed this plot. And they came to the chief priests and the elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a solemn oath to taste nothing until we have killed Paul. And now, therefore, you and the council notify the commander to bring him down to you, as though you were going to determine his case by more thorough investigation. And we, for our part, are ready to slay him before he comes near to this place." But the son of Paul's sister heard of their ambush, and he came and entered the barracks and told Paul. And Paul called one of the centurions to him and said, "Lead this young man to the commander, for he has something to report to him." And so he took him and led him to the commander and said, "Paul the prisoner called me to him and asked me to lead this young man to you, since he has something to tell you." The commander took him by the hand and, stepping aside, began to inquire of him privately, "What is it that you have to report to me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down tomorrow to the council," excuse me, "as though they were going to inquire somewhat more thoroughly about him. And so do not listen to them, for more than 40 of them are lying in wait for him, who have bound themselves under a curse not to eat or drink until they slay him. And now they are ready and waiting for the promise from you." So the commander let the young man go, instructing them, "Tell no one that you have notified me of these things." And he called to him two of the centurions and said, "Get 200 soldiers ready by the third hour of the night and proceed to Caesarea with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen. And they were also to provide mounts to put Paul on and bring him safely to Felix the governor." And he wrote a letter having this form, "Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix, greetings. When this man was arrested by the Jews and was about to be slain by them, excuse me, I came up to them with the troops and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman. And wanting to ascertain the charge for which they were accusing him, I brought him down to the council, and I found him to be accused over questions about their law, but under no accusation deserving death or imprisonment. When I was informed that there would be a plot against this man, I sent him to you at once, also instructing his accusers to bring charges against him before you." And so the soldiers, in accordance with their orders, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. But the next day, leaving the horsemen to go on with him, they returned to the barracks. And when these had come to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, and they also presented Paul to him. And when he had read it, he asked from what province he was. And when he learned that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will give you a hearing after your accusers arrive also," giving orders for him to be kept in Herod's praetorium. Amen. That was Acts chapter 23, and that was our Bible reading today for January 23rd, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I really appreciate each and every single one of you. That said, I walked in this morning and I saw many of you picked up your prize. I hope that it's a blessing to you for the 2022 reading. That Bible, the Reformation Study Bible, that is the study Bible that I recommend to everybody. If somebody comes up to me and asks me about what study Bible to pick up, that's the one that I recommend, and I just thought that it would be a great gift to give to all of you. And so I see that there's a couple left, so if you have not picked yours up yet, though, make sure that you pick it up. And then also, stay tuned. Obviously, the prize is developing that habit of being in the Word every single day, but our first prize is for the first 100 days. Which is April 10th this year, is the 100th day of the year. And so I got a really good prize for you already in mind that I'm getting prepared for you. So stick with it each and every day, and that'll be yours. But that said, leave a comment, leave a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. But that said, why don't we start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. I thank you so much for this word, and Lord, I just pray that you would use it in our hearts and our lives. Lord, as I preached yesterday, Lord, I pray that we would have an urgency and a boldness to share Jesus with others. I pray, God, that today would be the day of salvation for someone. Lord, as Paul was bold, help us to be bold. And Lord, even as we read of Nehemiah and how he was bold in correcting the people of Israel, God, of things that they disobeyed you about, Lord, may we have that same tenacity, that same kind of boldness when it comes to obedience to evangelism and sharing your gospel with others. And so, Lord, may that be true of me today. May that be true of my brothers and sisters. Lord, may we share your gospel boldly and with just much courage, Lord, I pray. But, Lord, bless this word. Bless my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.